couldn't tell you if I could. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be a regular bell. I'd ask you dance for little Stephen and Johanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear. Bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauder Baseball on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you here tonight at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. And if you want to guess the city, it is Palm Beach, Florida. Taking on the Jupiter Hammerheads. Jupiter and Palm Beach both residing in the ballpark of the Palm Beaches for the remainder of the season due to renovations at Roger Dean Chevrolet. Coming into this one, the Marauders still two games off the Tigers, who take on Clearwater this week. Bradenton splitting back-to-back series, 3-3 with Fort Myers, 3-3 with the Tigers, looking for their first series win since all the way back against Dunedin just after the All-Star break. Bradenton 29-19 in the second half, Jupiter 24-24. The Hammerheads a 2.5 game lead on the Daytona Tortugas in the race for the final playoff spot in the FSL East Division. The Marauders coming to this one with Mitch Jebb batting leadoff, Lonnie White Jr. second, Cal Mitchell on AAA rehab assignment will bat third. Rodolfo Nolasco cleaning it up. McAdoo fifth. Davey Snedall sixth. Castillo Jerez and Planchart go 7, 8, and 9. For Bradenton, Yoniel Serrano, the starter for Jupiter, 9.55 ERA, making his eighth start of the year. Has struck out 22 and walked 23 in 21 and two-thirds pitch. Jeb in the box, first offering of the game and the road trip. Taken at the low and away corner, called strike one. We're underway at 6:31 local here in Palm Beach. Jeb batting 292, 6 RBI, 381 on base mark. 0-1, fouled off towards the Marauder dugout, first base side for strike two here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. 336 down the right field line, 330 the left side, 406 in dead center, deep alleys at 389 to left and center field. The 0-2. Mitch pops it, fouling out of play, up and over the first base side dugout. We'll do it again. No fans allowed here Tuesdays and Sundays at Jupiter and Palm Beach games. That's not just because of the new ballpark. That's a year-long thing for them. The 0-2 again to Mitch. Line drive, weakly hit to center. That'll drop in. A leadoff single. Mitch Jebb back in his hitting form after putting up a 200 average across the last week. Able to give the Marauders a leadoff base runner here tonight. Brings up Lonnie White Jr. Lonnie came off the IL in the last two games of the series against Lakeland. Hitting 262 this year, team best amongst qualified player, 403 on base percentage. Hitting 282 in the last 10 games. First pitch to him with a man on. Taken upstairs, fastball missing 1-0. Defensively, Mercado catches Santiago at first. McCanton, Olmstead up the middle. Lewis at third. Roberts in left. Coley in center. DeLeo in right field tonight for the Hammerheads. Next pitch, Jeb takes off. Fastball misses inside. Throw down to second. In and out of the glove of Olmstead. Jeb in there safely with stolen base number 8 of the year to give the Marauders a runner in scoring position with nobody out. And White Jr. holding a hitter advantage count 2-0. Lanier, 286 average with runners in scoring position. Serrano set the 2-0 pitch on its way. White Jr., a big cut and a miss, high fastball. Gets by him for strike one. ABS tonight, as always, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Justin Hopkins is behind the plate. Connor Crowell on the bases. Serrano with the 2-1 pitch. White Jr. takes, slider dips off, missing away for ball three. Be keeping a close eye on Clearwater and Lakeland all week long. Serrano set, trying to avoid putting two on with nobody out. The 3-1 to White Jr. Misses high for ball four. Lonnie draws a walk to put himself at first and bring up Cal Mitchell. Mitchell, who spent time in the big leagues in 2022 and 2023 with Pittsburgh, currently with the Marauders here on rehab from AAA Indianapolis in 72 games with the Indians this year. Mitchell hitting 272, 9 homers, 53 RBI, a 347 OBP. Was a Marauder in 2019. Grasshoppers in 21. Went all the way from Greensboro to AAA that year and then found himself playing Major League Baseball. Marauders hoping he can provide some power to the order this week. Two on, nobody out, the pitch. Mitchell takes, fastball center cut for strike one. Marauders in their road grace, Jupiter, their home white uniforms, black caps with a Hammerhead logo on the front of it. Serrano ahead in the count 0-1. Checks Jeb and fires home. Mitchell takes, fastball missing in, 1-1 the count. The Marauders' offense has struggled this year. In just 6 games against Jupiter back at Lecom Park, Bradenton hit just 182, averaged 3 runs a game in the 6 matchups played back in the first half of the season. The 1-1 to Mitchell. He takes, back foot slider, low and in the dirt, 2-1. Serrano's last start against Daytona on August the 13th, 4 1/3 pitch, gave up 7 hits, 3 earned runs, struck out 3 and walked 1. 2.54 whip this year. The 2-1. Mitchell bounces it towards first, a slow roller, no play at second. Santiago will step on the bag himself for out number 1. Might as well be a sack bunt as it moves 2 runners into scoring position with 1 away for the hot bat of Rodolfo Nolasco. Rudy hitting 211 this year. That number was down to 191 a week ago. In the last 10 games, hitting 344. Team leader with 58 RBI, 16 homers. Top 3 in the league in nukes, top 10 in RBI. Him and Davies Nadal have both turned it around as of late. It's been so big for this Marauder team. Corners playing in. Runners at second and third. Nolasco takes. Fastball missing high. Gets ahead 1-0. Rodolfo, the last time out for the Marauders on Sunday. Walked twice and singled. Had the only hit in the game for Bradenton. 1-0. Takes, fastball up and away. This time gets a strike call. Must have just clipped the edge on the ABS zone to make it 1-1. Now, rare, we're not able to watch the ABS zone tonight. I imagine that have something to do with the short staff or closed doors policy. The 1-1. Hung slider. Take it and called for strike two. Now, Tom Rodolfo's just got to choke up, get that bat off the shoulders, and try to put something in play. A ground out will score a run here. With Jeb Speed on third. Serrano set the 1-2 pitch with one away to Nolasco. Fouled off, straight to the backstop. We'll do it again. Just as our last road trip to Fort Myers, joined by my silent partner in crime, Brandon Rembert. Baseball analytics, video man, future scout maybe, here with the Marauders. 1-2 the count to Nolasco. Another offering from Serrano. Taken, call the ball. Man, that was a tight pitch to the outside edge of the plate. Nolasco lucky to survive. Wind blowing in from center field tonight. Rain that rolled through for about 15 minutes. Right up until first pitch. Now sunny skies. And an air-conditioned press box, which is glorious. The 2-2. Chop towards third. Foul just past the bag. Nolasco fights off another two-strike pitch. A changeup tonight. Gustavo Amaña coaching first for the Marauders, with Jonathan Johnston throwing on the shell, the manager at third. 2-2 count still to Rodolfo. Seventh pitch of the AB upcoming. Mitch takes his lead at third. Lonnie at second. Corners have backed off in the two-strike count. See if Nolasco can poke something out there. Pitch on the way. Misses up and away. Full count now at 3-2. I talked about this a lot with Travis Persinger last week on the broadcast at home as well as solo Saturday and Sunday. Nolasco is taking pitches nowadays that he would swing, chase, and miss at the last 2 or 3 months before this. A full count offering to him. Just misses outside, a tight take, but a heck of a take for Rodolfo. He earns a 9-pitch walk to load the bases with one away for the return of the Mac, Charles McAdoo. Charles hitting 364, 16 RBI, 3 homers, a 466 OBP. His average has dipped lately. It's only been 333 in the last 10 games, down from 655. Bases loaded, first offering to Charles. Fastball misses up and away, 1-0. McAdoo, a 500 hitter with runners in scoring position this year. This is his second AB with the bases loaded. Last one resulted in a ground out. The 1-0 pitch from Serrano. Mac takes, slider up in the zone. Just gets the edge, called a strike. It's 1-1. Jeb at third, White Jr. at second, with Rodolfo Nolasco at first. Serrano comes home. McAdoo pops it foul. First base side up and over the Marauder dugout for strike two. Bags full of young buckos. Marauders looking to cash in early, with Clearwater already up 2-0. Pitch. Mac pops it foul and out of play. First base side again. We'll try the 1-2 another time. That's what we are kind of watching this week. We're watching for Clearwater wins and for the Marauders to just do what they do. Get on base. Let guys like McAdoo, Nolasco, and Nadal bring them home. Serrano in some early trouble here. The hammerhead righty set. The 1-2 again to Charles McAdoo. Taken outside. Slider breaks late. Misses a good foot off the edge. Good diving stop by the catcher Mercado to keep it from getting to the backstop. And the count 2-2 now. And with no fans allowed, I wonder if they can hear me out there tonight. There might be a chance, Brandon. 2-2. Chase and a miss. Ball that bounces in front of home plate. McAdoo cuts through it, strike three, 2 down. And the Marauders at risk of doing what we have battled with all year, leaving men on base and not advancing men with less than 2 outs. Davies Nadal trying to clutch up, hitting 278 in the last 10. We'll have a mound visit here already. Pitching coach Glenn Dishman of Jupiter out to the hill. When you look at this series numbers-wise, not head-to-head, just overall how these teams perform this year, there's no way to argue other than that the Marauders should take 4, 5, maybe, hopefully, 6 games here this week. Jupiter have a league-worst total of RBI. They have a league-worst OBP. They have a league-worst total of homers, and they score the second-least amount of runs. Marauders have scored 109 more runs than Jupiter this year. Bradenton second in the league. Jupiter second from the bottom. It's all going to come down to who walks it more. Who's going to give up more free bases? Davies Nadal in the box after the visit. Bases loaded, two outs. Scoreless game in the top of the first. Serrano fires. Davies fouls it to the backstop, swinging it at a changeup blown away for strike one. We've seen the Marauders squander chances like this in the last few weeks. It has cost them a couple of games. Maybe even first place. Counting on a hit from Davies here, the 0-1. Grounded towards first, into the glove of the first baseman, Santiago, after loading the bases with one out and getting two on with nobody out. The Marauders do not score. We go to the bottom of the first, 0-0. Hung Lang Chang to the mound when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the first in Jupiter. Marauders and Hammerhead scoreless after Bradenton left them loaded in the top half. Hung Lang Chang, the Taiwanese righty on the mound. 10.57 ERA, making his fourth start of the year. And he'll get a strike low. Slider drops on the bottom edge. 0-1 to Jordan McCants. McCants, a 268 hitter. 228 hitter. Fouls this one straight away for strike two. 28 RBI, 2 homers this year. Marauders defensively with Planchy catching, Jerez at first, McAdoo and Jeb up the middle, Costi at third. Nolasco, White Jr. and Mitchell left to right in the grass. Chang's 0-2 pitch to the top of the order man, Jordan McCants. Swing and a miss, strike three, nasty slider. Backdoors him, no chance to get to it, and there's one away. Brings up Ian Lewis, a 227 hitter. 5 homers, 41 RBI. Roberts and Vandenberg go 3-4. DeLeo, 5th. Coley, 6th. Santiago, Olmstead, and Mercado, 7, 8, and 9. First pitch to Lewis after the leadoff man was K'd. Line to left, well struck, but foul and out of play. 0-1 the count to start. Chang has had some really good starts to outings. He's gotten through 3 innings scoreless, did so when piggybacking Paul Skeens a week ago, but consistently has just started to have the wheels fall off the cart about 3 1/3, 3 2/3, 4 innings into his outings this year. Gave up 6 earned runs in 4 innings pitched his last time out off of 3 home runs. His 1-1. Line to right, that one's fair and down the line. Could be 2, might be 3. Turning on the Jets out of the box is Lewis. Mitchell picks it up off the warning track. Lewis is going for third. McAdoo, the relay throw there, not in time. a one-out triple. And just like that, the Hammerheads with a go-ahead runner 90 feet away. Torch down the right field line. Just got out in front, timed up a good slider up in the zone. Brett Roberts now will bat. 269 hitter, 4 homers, 36 RBI. Hitting 167 in the last 10. A 369 runner in scoring position average. First pitch. Takes slider on the edge. Outer half for strike one called. First baseman Juan Jerez playing even with the bag, if not a step in front of it. Maybe expecting a push bunt here. Chang's 0-1. Loopy curveball. Lands center cut for strike two call. Rodgers loaded him up in the first, top half of this first, and left him stranded. Chang trying to strand a man of his own. The 0-2. Hit in the air to right, hooking foul and out of play. We'll try it again. Got a three-pitch punch out to start. He's got to set down Roberts here via the K or an infield pop fly to avoid a sacrifice chance for him. 0-2 again. Popped foul and out of play again. Fifth offering, the AB coming. Beautiful night here in on the Atlantic coast of Florida. Runner at third with one away. The third 0-2 offering from Hung Lang Chang to Brett Roberts. Taken, call the ball, man. Great spot from Chang. A shy little grin on his face. He knows that could not have missed by much. Planchy gave a fist pump when he caught it. Now the 1-2 from the Marauder right-hander. Fouled off to the backstop. Roberts piecing together a good defensive AB here. That's the third two-strike pitch he has spoiled in the trip. Chang's 1-2 again, on its way home. Grounded weakly to third, Castillo has no play at the plate. A run will score the throw to first in time. Two outs, but 1-0 Hammerheads. As they are able to do what the Marauders could not, and that's just put a ball in play with a runner at third and one out, just to bring him on home. And a theme that we have had in games for these past 2 or 3 weeks, we will be playing from behind here tonight. Brock Vandenberg in the box. First pitch to him, bounced in the dirt for ball one. Vandenberg hitting 180 with a homer and 5 batted in. 233 in the last 10. Next pitch, backdoor slider. Misses a good foot off the edge. 2-0. Hitter advantage count. Chang trying to work himself out of the inning with only one surrender. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Good looking slider. Lands in the low and in corner. Vandenberg gave it a good heave. Nowhere near it though with the barrel. It's 2-1. Chang set the Taiwanese righty again. This ball is crushed to left, way back towards the corner. Runs Nolasco, but it'll hook foul and out of play about 5 feet short of the pole to make the count 2-2. Feels like an FCL game. Two scouts and I think 4 or 5 family members in the ballpark. Called by Vandenberg. Steps out, adjusts the BGs. Now back into the box. 2-2 count with two outs. 1-0 Hammerheads early on here in the first inning. Chang fires. Called. Strike three. Backdoor slider. Freezes Vandenberg to end the inning, but the Hammerheads are able to get ahead 1-0 thanks to an RBI ground out from Brett Roberts. Bad guys up a tally. Going to the second when we come back.
Jacked up, drop it down and you got that little tattoo playing Pinky Boo on your back. Yeah, if you want to impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand.
Back here for the top of the second in Palm Beach. Hammerheads up 1-0. Castillo will lead it off. First pitch from Serrano. Misses low for ball one. Castillo, after a show of bunt, pulls back. Gets himself ahead. Castillo, Jerez, and Planchi. 7-8-9 due up this inning. 1-0. Misses away. 2-0. Marauders got a leadoff line drive single from Mitch Jebb in the first. Then a walk from White Jr. and Alasco to load him up with one out. But a strikeout and a ground out ended that scoring threat. The 2-0. Just gets the outer edge. Fastball clips the corner, and it makes it 2-1. Costi hitting 152 in the last 10, but is still doing what he does best, drawing walks. He takes here. Fastball missing high and outside to get ahead 3-1. Chance to put a leadoff man on in back-to-back innings for the Marauders. Serrano's 3-1 pitch out of the windup. Hit high in the air to right, hooking foul, and that one will end up way out of play. Chalk it up as strike two. It's a full count now to Jesus. Infielders resuming their spots after chasing that one. The same and right for DeLeo. Now the 3-2. Bounced foul. Weakly first base side into the hands of Gustavo Omania. Castillo earns himself another. Seventh pitch of the AB upcoming to him. Three, two again. Line to left center. Into the gap goes Coley. He'll stop there and make the catch, one down. Well struck by Castillo, just in the wrong spot. That's something I think he'll put together to earn himself extra bases later tonight. Brings up Juan Jerez now, batting 192 this year, 328 the on-base mark for him. No homers, but has a good amount of pop in the bat. First pitch to him, shoulder level heater, taken for ball one. Marauders, obviously the roster move I'm sure everyone's seen on Twitter. Paul Skeens to AA Altoona. The 102 Jerez misses inside, 2-0 the count. Another roster move made Sunday. Hunter Barco, who was here on rehab, is now a full roster member of the Marauders. Be good to have him for this playoff push. The 2-0, Jerez swinging. Eye-level slider fouled off for strike one. Could have got up 3-0 instead. Serrano with a crack in the door to work himself back into this count. The 2-1 from the righty. Fouled off right field line just like that. 2-2. They just let one fan in here, they could chase foul balls to their heart's content all night long. Beautiful stadium, a grass outfield. Hill beyond the wall. Bullpens in both corners. 2-2. Runs up and it almost hits Jerez. He ducks out of the way. Full count now, 3-2. The one thing I can't find in this ballpark is a radar gun. And with no live stats or ABS available to us, unable to see that tonight. The 3-2. This is a good few feet outside for ball four. Jerez draws the one-out walk. Brings up Giovanni Planchart. Planchi hitting 235 this year. Three homers, 39 batted, and a 347 on-base percentage. Hitting 242 amongst his last 10 games played. So Marauders specialist with runners in scoring position. First pitch to him. Backdoor slider. Misses. And the count 1-0. Serrano set. Peaks at first. pickoff there. Jerez dives back Superman style safely. Got some air under him. Getting back into the bag. Jerez, 7 stolen bases in 7 attempts. Has yet to be caught. He takes off. Pitch call, the strike nowhere near the zone. Jerez sliding in. Out the call. Caught stealing just like that. The one-out walk erased by a good throw from Mercado. And there's 2 away in the inning now. Count 1-1, I believe. Yeah, home plate umpire is going to correct the scoreboard operator. Ball and a strike to Planchy. Jerez caught for the first time. Serrano fires home. Planchy fists it into shallow center. Jogging on Coley. He'll settle up and make the catch. Inning over. Marauders sat down in a roundabout 1-2-3 fashion. Through an inning and a half, Jupiter 1, Bradenton nothing, our score, and we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Kissing her ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker.
Back here for the bottom of the second. Jupiter up 1-0. Jake DeLeo leading it off. 256 average for him. Takes fastball low, gets ahead 1-0. Had to check in between the half inning, but no ABS here all week, similar to Daytona. The answer, or why that is, ballpark not rigged for it. It's not a minor league stadium. It's only a big league spring training home of the Astros and Nationals, so they don't have ABS capabilities. The 2-0. Crushed to center. Back into the gap goes White Jr. He's there. Catch made, one away. Bring up Mark Coley, the second. 184 average with 9 RBI and 2 homers for him. Chang at the belt. One away. Base is empty. First pitch. Good looking slider, buckles the knees, lands in the low and away corner for strike one call. The 0-1 from Chang. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt from Coley. Falls behind 0-2 now. O-2 count with one away, bases empty. Hammerhead's up, a run, Chang set, pitch on the way. Misses outside, slider dips late, falls off the edge, it's 1-2 now. Clearwater up 2-0 in the second inning in Lakeland. Bodes well for the Marauders, just got to do their job tonight. The 1-2 to Coley. Takes after a fourth of a check swing. Holds up in time, though. Slider drops in the dirt. It's 2-2. Lights flicker on here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Chang set the Taiwanese righty with the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Ball to the back. Stop. No, fouled off. Delayed call from the home plate umpire. Brandon, who'd you get a phone call from there? Oh, hitting coach Quentin Brown. What's the issue, Brandon? iPad's not working. Oh, man. Well, now it is. Great. All it takes is a phone call of Brandon. The 2-2. In the dirt. Full count now. 3-2. Brandon, aside from the FCL players in the ballpark and the scouts, I think we're the only people here. We are. Check swing. Thought that was a foul ball. They're going to say it hit him. So an HBP for Coley. After Chang got ahead 0-2, he loses him. Puts a speedster on with one away. Brings up Carlos Santiago, 187 average, two homers, 12 RBI. Couple of overcast clouds rolling in, but hopefully not going to be an issue tonight. Chang with the man at first and one away. His first offering to the seven-hole hitter. Grounded weakly towards the right side. McAdoo can't make the play. Trying to move up to third is Coley. Throw there, not in time. E4 results in men at the corners now with one away. Good base running from Coley to move himself up an extra 90 feet. Marauders committed 5 errors on Thursday night. Game 2 of the doubleheader. It's just been an issue, and it's one thing that JJ stresses. Catch the ball. Do the little things first. Maybe we don't get that out at first, but definitely wouldn't have a man at third. Olmstead in the box. Cuts and misses at a slider low and away. Falls behind 0-1. Olmstead playing his second game with the Hammerheads tonight. Went 1-for-4 in his first contest. Chang's 0-1. Dots the inner half. Good-looking heater. Nails the corner to make it 0-2. This is where Chang struggled. Facing Coley. Let him work himself on base. Just got to put him away. Ground baller is strikeout here. The 0-2 from the righty. Misses high. Planchy feints a snap throw to third. Jogging back to the bag safely is Coley without a throw. 1-2 the count now. Love to see Chang go back to that low and away slider. If not get a swing and a miss, could get a double play ground ball. The 1-2. Goes to the slider. Misses away. Looked real good. Count 2-2 now. Justin Hopkins did not like it though. 2-2 with one away. Chang at risk of giving Olmstead a chance here. Pitch home. Hits him. Second man hit by a pitch this inning, and that loads the bases. Just like with Coley, get ahead 0-2, and it results in an HBP. Two men hit and one reaching on an error here. Matt Ford, Marauder pitching coach, and Jason Chang, the Chinese translator, Chinese language translator, out to the mound now. There's been a lot of self-created trouble this year for Chang. That's what he's worked himself into now. Ford having a chat with him. Can't afford a wild pitch. Walker, HBP here. Need a strikeout or a double play ball to try and end this inning. I'm sure JJ will bring the corners in, leave the middle infielders back at double play depth. So anything down the line, got the play at the plate. 40 back to the dugout. Jason jogging after him. Bases loaded for the nine-hole hitter and catcher Yan Mercado. A 181 hitter. Hits 185 with runners in scoring position. He's got the bases loaded here with one out. Chang's first pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Changeup dives low and in. Good looking pitch from Chang. Able to get ahead 0-1. Just got to stay on the ball here. And it's 5-2 Lakeland. They hit a grand slam. 0-1, a cut and a miss. It's 0-2. Olmstead calls, or rather Mercado, pardon, calls time and steps out. Could be a big momentum swing here for Chang if he can get the punch out. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Slider low and away for out number two. Back to the top of the order, and Jordan McCants. He's 0-for-1, struck out on three straight pitches. His last time up, leading off the bottom of the first. Lines this one to left, hooking foul and out of play. Four strike one. Bases loaded with two outs. Jupiter up a run. Chang trying to keep it at just a lone tally in terms of the deficit. 0-1 pitch. Line towards short, base hit in the left field. One run will score. Everyone's going to go station to station. Now there's a hang up on the bases. Castillo will tag out the runner, Olmstead, who tried to go for third, but the coach had held the runner, Santiago, at third. He's tagged out in a pickle to end the inning, but a run does score. 2-0. Jupiter the score, going to the top of the third when we come back now.
I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle, and she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. We might not all take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, and it ain't no joke. But I sure hate go up in smoke. We got a good thing going, and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. She goes off with a great big bang. Boys, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. When she takes off, you better hang on tight. She's a blonde bottle rocket in the middle of the night. When she makes love, she's a heart attacker. My little darling is a firecracker. We might not ought to take a row in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going, and it feels so right. Well, she's a firecracker, she's the light of my life.
Back here for the top of the third in Jupiter. Hammerheads, rather in Palm Beach, but Jupiter Hammerheads up 2-0. Jeb leading off the third inning. First pitch to Mitch. Grounded back up the middle. Into the glove of the shortstop, Olmstead. Throw to first just in time, one down. Couple of shoot yourself in the foot moments tonight for Bradenton. Loaded the bases in the first. With one out, didn't score. Then Chang hitting it loaded, hitting batters to load him in the second. Lonnie White Jr. up, takes fastball center cut for strike one. It seems like this past series against Lakeland in series in Fort Myers and now early here this week. The 0-1 misses low 1-1. Bradenton have faced starters and relievers with astronomical earned run averages, crazy numbers of walks. This starter Serrano, a 2.5 whip. Just unable to convert against him as White Jr. takes the slider out over the heart of the plate for strike two. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Two away just like that. his offense after getting one hit on Sunday. Struggling to find a base hit here. Still very early, as Brandon Rembert would say. But with a guy that allows, on average, 2.5 base runners per inning. See if the Marauders can't fire something up. Cal Mitchell in the box. Takes slider in the dirt, gets ahead 1-0. Mitchell grounded out in the first, but he did what the Marauders behind him could not do, and that's just get the ball in play. He moved both men into scoring position. Takes here, fastball on the outer edge for strike one call. Two outs, a 1-1 count, bases empty here in the top of the third inning. Marauders down by two. Serrano comes home. Mitchell takes, slider misses low and away, 2-1. Serrano rocks and comes home again. Mitchell fouls it off straight to the backstop. Make it 2-2. Really cool setup here. In left field, beyond the wall, you have the Astros spring training offices with their pennants, their World Series, their alleged World Series in 2017. The banner hung up there. As Mitchell crushes this one to right, way back to the warning track, goes to Leo. He will settle and make the catch with his back to the wall for out number three. That is a ball that gets out, I think, anywhere else in the Florida State League. Instead, here it ends the inning. Bradenton down in order for the second inning in a row. To the bottom of the third we go. 2-0 Hammerheads.
I'm Lieutenant Jim Buford with the Florida Highway Patrol. Street racing, stunt driving, and roadway takeovers have become increasingly common in Florida. These dangerous and illegal activities endanger the participants, spectators, and innocent bystanders. FHP and our law enforcement partners are actively involved in enforcing and investigating any occurrence. But we need your help in reporting these events. If you see street racing, stunt driving, or a roadway takeover in progress, call Star FHP. This will direct you to the closest dispatch center for help. If you have knowledge or video of individuals participating in street racing, stunt driving, or roadway takeovers, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov. Again, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov.
Back here for the bottom of the third in Jupiter, in Palm Beach. That's going to be one to get used to. At the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, 2-0 Hammerheads. Ian Lewis leading off. Takes backdoor slider from Chang, called a strike 0-1. With the umpires calling this series, no challenge, no ABS. Planchy is a great guy to have back there. He works so hard, dotting the corners for his pitchers. The 0-1, same spot. Called a strike, gets 0-2. I think Lewis just reached for his helmet there to tap and challenge. You see that, Brandon? He wanted to challenge, but not going to have that opportunity. Chang's 0-2. Grounded hard towards first. Great diving stop by Jerez. Chang racing to the base, the throw offline, and towards the Marauder dugout. Lewis reaches safely on the air. Second air in as many innings. They're going to give him a base hit, though, I suppose. Just again for Chang, an 0-2 count that turns into a base runner. Brent Roberts up now. 0-for-1, but did record an RBI. He grounded out, but scored Lewis from third after he tripled in the first inning. Chang's got to stop the flow of base runners here. His first pitch to Roberts. Called the ball. Real good-looking pitch. Don't know where that one missed, but it's 1-0. Two batters hit by a pitch, three hits allowed, and an error. so far for Bradenton pitching and defensively. 1-0. Smoked foul. Rolling down the third base side. 0-1 the count rather now. Hammerheads, when they played Bradenton, we talked about the Marauders' offensive numbers against Jupiter, but Jupiter enjoyed better offensive fortunes. They hit .237 against the Marauders. Averaged 3.6 runs per game, just a little better than Bradenton's total of 3.0. Chang's 1-1. Good-looking slider snaps to the outer edge of the plate. Called a strike, and it's 1-2. Lewis at first showed off his good speed, getting down the baseline safely. Chang's 1-2 pitch. Fly ball, shallow right. Mitchell calling it and catching it, one away. That is the cool thing here. Nobody in the crowd. I mean, all the way from the broadcast booth, you could hear Cal Mitchell in the outfield grass calling for that fly ball. Now, you can hear your Donnie De Los Santos calling for a fly ball anywhere. He is the loudest on the team, screaming, "I got it," which you should. Frondenberg up, takes a pitch right down the middle. Called a ball by Justin Hopkins. It's 1-0. Missed over the center of the plate. Chang's 1-0 pitch. We'll have to wait. Pick to first. Lewis dives back safely without a tag attempt. Frondenberg struck out looking to end the first inning his last time up. 0-for-1 in the game. Chang's 1-0. High bouncer towards first. That'll skip foul. Right side of the chalk line to make it 1-1. Ball and a strike with one away. Lewis after the leadoff infield single stands at first still. 2-0 Hammerheads the score. Beautiful, beautiful ballpark here. Chang checks first his 1-1 pitch to Vrondenberg. Misses low around the ankles, ball two. As I was mentioning, though, before we got interrupted by the Mitchell fly ball, Astros banners, dugout decals, pennants, posters, whatever, on the third base side of the field. As this pitch is popped foul and out of play, straight back towards the backstop to make it 2-2. On the right side, the first base side of the field, it's all Washington Nationals. They have a big sign commemorating their 2019 championship. Logo adorned with Nationals emblems. Pretty cool setup. 2-2 count with one out. Chang set at the belt. The pitch to Vrondenberg. Runner takes off. Pitch misses. Throw down to second. They nailed him. What a throw by Planchy. Perfect. 6 inches off the ground, into the glove of Jeb. About a half a foot in front of the second base bag, right on the money to get Lewis stealing for out number two. Now the count full at 3-2. Chang a chance to hang a zero for the first time tonight. Payoff pitch in the inning. Grounded up the middle. McAdoo racing after it. Backhand play can't be made. Another error for McAdoo. As that one goes off the glove and into center field. Inning will continue once more. That's the second error charged against Charles tonight. Jake DeLeo up. 0-for-1 with a flyout. Runner at first after the air. First pitch from Chang to the DeLeo. This is in the dirt, 1-0. Just another chance for the Marauders to get out of an inning. Couldn't pick it up, though. One-oh pitch, pop foul. First base side up and over the Marauder dugout for strike one. Bottom of the third in Lakeland, 5-2 Tigers after Clearwater led 2-0 in the first inning. It's all on us now. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. DeLeo chases a fastball up and away to make it 1-2. And Chang, yet again, another chance to get out of this inning with a swing and a miss. Time called, DeLeo will step out and tear at the Velcro on the batting gloves. The 1-2. High bouncer to third. Castillo backs up on it. Play at second in time. Takes the short route to McAdoo to end the inning. For the first time tonight, Jupiter kept off the board. They do lead, though, 2-0 going to the fourth inning when we come back.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Rick Wells. Last year, over 1,200 vehicles were burglarized here in Manatee County. 95% of those vehicles were left unlocked. That's over 1,000 vehicle burglaries that could have been prevented if the owner had only just locked their car. Please remember to remove your valuables and lock your cars.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Snap a fall in the air. We've been waiting on it all damn year. Drag out a car, hard and a chair. Let's build a fire.
Back here for the top of the fourth in West Palm Beach. Jupiter up 2-0. Nolasco leading it off. Takes fastball away. Gets ahead 1-0. Rudy walked in the first on a 9-pitch AB. Grinded his way on base. The 1-0 from Serrano. Crunch down the left field line. That's a fair ball towards the corner. Nolasco's going to turn on the Jets and head for two. He'll be in there with a stand-up leadoff double. Take a guy who's hitting 344 in the last 10 games and give him another point to the average. The bat that we needed to turn it around here in this playoff race has come up in a big way to start the inning. Charles McAdoo up now. Struck out, swinging on a ball in the dirt back in the first inning. 0-for-1 tonight. Hitting 360, though, still early in his pro career. Nolasco with great speed at second. Any ball in the grass is no trouble for him to come around and score on. Serrano's first pitch to the Mac attack. Misses away. Fastball off the outer edge, 1-0. Serrano a chance to almost match his most recent outing in terms of the length. Went 4 1/3, but gave up 3 earned on 7 hits and a walk in that game against Daytona. McAdoo grounds this one hard but foul on the wrong side of the third base back from Charles's perspective. Foul ball makes it 1-1. Ball and a strike to McAdoo. Nolasco at second with nobody out. Marauders down a pair. Swing and a miss. Charles way out in front of a low changeup. 1-2 now. Serrano set the 1-2 pitch to McAdoo. Misses upstairs. Breaking ball. Crosses around the letters. And it's 2-2 now. Pair of piece pitch up coming with nobody out. Chance for Charles to cut the deficit in half with a base hit. Pitch on the way. Called strike 3, nowhere near. Tough break for Charles, but he's down looking one away. Falls to 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts tonight. And it brings up Davis Nadal. Davies 0-for-1 with the ground out. At the plate with the bases loaded and two away in the first inning. Serrano checks second, see if he can squirt out another jam. Davies pops this pitch high in the infield. Foul territory, third base side, Lewis under it, catch made, two away. The Marauders, after another great start to an inning, a leadoff double. Now with two outs, and Nolasco has not moved from second. Jesus Castillo up, see if he can salvage the inning. 0-for-1 with a flyout, struck a ball well into the left center field gap, but a little too much air under it. This pitch to him gets to the backstop. Now they're going to say it hit him. So that stops Nolasco from moving up to third, but it will put a second man on base with two away for Juan Jerez. That ball took a nasty kick, too. I mean, if that hadn't been called an HBP, Rodolfo might have had a chance to come around and score from second. Quick mound meeting. Catcher Mercado out there to chat with Yoniel Serrano. 6-2, Lakeland now the score. They are out to a commanding lead now against the Threshers. Juan Jerez up, two outs and two men on. The Marauders still down 2-0. Chance to turn that around here. Jerez takes, breaking ball misses inside, 1-0. Jerez drew a full count walk back in the second inning, then was caught stealing. Just got to keep the line moving. Big leads for Rodolfo Nolasco and Jesus Castillo. The 1-0. Swing and a miss at a pitch 2 feet outside for strike one. Seen that swing far too often from Juan Jerez, a slider in the other batter's box that he just reaches after like he's trying to swat a fly. 1-1. Again, this time does get a piece of it, but fouls it off for strike two. An account that could easily be 3-0. Two on with two out. 1-2 count to Juan Jerez. Serrano, who entered the outing with a 9.5 ERA, a chance to throw up his fourth zero, the offering. Ball in the dirt, swing and a miss from Jerez, strike three, inning over. The Marauders, yet again, strand runners on after a great start to an inning and are still scoreless. We will go to the bottom of the fourth, 2-0 Hammerheads when we come back.
Shoulder pads cracking on a high school field, opening days on our heels. God, I love how Friday night feels. Let's build a fire. Let's build a fire. Let's crank it on up. Pour a little diesel in my cup. Finna toss it on. Y'all better back up. Let's build a fire. You can't burn it down in the neighborhood, but it's all good back in the backwoods. Let the good time just transpire. Let's build a fire. We've been talking about it since July. Tim Dunn dropped down to 45. Think it's time we take it higher. Let's build a fire. Come a little closer if you can. Put your little heart in my hand. Turn me on like an amplifier. Let's build a fire. Let's build a fire. Let's crank it on up. Pour a little diesel in my cup. Finna toss it on. Y'all better back up. Let's build a fire.
back here for the bottom of the fourth. Hammerheads 2, Marauders nothing. Chang's first pitch of the inning is crushed to left way back. That one's got a chance. It is off the wall. Nolasco fields it well into second with a leadoff double is Mark Coley. Chang's outing continues to just batter him. He's given up a triple, two singles, and a double now with two men hit by a pitch. Carlos Santiago up, 0-for-1, reached on an air, back in the second inning. He takes changeup up in the zone. Called a strike, though, makes it 0-1. Good spot from Hung Lang Chang. A 1 pitch, popped third base side, foul ground. Castillo a long run, but he will run out of room. That one ends up in about the fifth row, out of play. Makes the count 0-2 now, though. A chance for Chang to steal out number one here. Next pitch. Check swing. Does not go. 1-2 now. Good-looking changeup from Hung Lang Chang. Now the 1-2 from the right-hander, still hunting the first out here. He checks and fires. Grounded up the middle towards short. Mitch Jebb will field, step, and throw in time to first. One away, but moving up to third is the runner Coley. He's 90 feet away now from making it a 3-1 game, or 3-run game, pardon. But just one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Johnny Olmstead up, hit by a pitch in an 0-2 count. His last time up in the second inning. Loaded the bases, but was tagged out by one of the most confusing base running mistakes we've seen all year. Infield in for Bradenton. Breaking ball misses well upstairs from Chang. Looks like he took a heck of a lot off of it. 1-0 the count. Next pitch. Crush to left. That one is way back, and it is foul. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. That was one of the hardest hit balls we've seen in a while. If I had to make an estimate at how far that thing flew and where it ended up, I'd say it was at least 400 feet. It cleared the bullpen, which has two mounds in it in left field. Then went over a concrete walkway up around an administration building. The 1-1 now to Olmstead. Takes, slider misses low and away, make it 2-1. Runner at third with one away. Chang trying to pitch out of trouble, the 2-1. Call the ball, missing inside, 3-1 the count now. Nine-hole hitter Yan Mercado on deck. Chang does have a free base to work with. Only strike he's picked up was hit about 400 feet in this AB. The 3-1 to Olmstead. Fastball nails the outer edge of the plate. Really good. Heater offering. Splits the edge to make it full count now at 3-2. Runner at third with one away. Big pressure pitch here from Chang to Olmstead. Hit in the air to right, Chang lets out a scream as he fires that one home. Giving it every ounce of velo he had. Spoiled away to earn another 3-2 by Olmstead. Full count offering part two, the electric boogaloo. Chang shakes a few. Fires home another full count pitch to Olmstead. This one crushed to left again, way back to the track. Nolasco, he will make the catch, but a run will easily score. Jogging in from third is Coley. Sack fly makes it 3-0, Hammerheads. Two outs for Yan Mercado, the catcher and nine-hole hitter. Last time up, he struck out on three straight offerings. First pitch to him. Fastball in the outer half. Call the strike. Good looking spot. Middle infielder's back on the grass now. Chang's 0-1. Misses low. Draw the count even at a pitch apiece. The Florida Complex League Pirates earlier today. Clinching their playoff spot in the rookie league. Chang's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Mercado a mile out in front of a slider on the outer half of the plate to make it 1-2. 3-0 Jupiter off just four hits here. Chang trying to end the inning right here and now. The 1-2. Misses high. Cross the letters with the breaking ball. And it's 2-2 now. Chang set. Deuces wild. 2-2-2 away. Pitch on the way. Call the ball. Don't know where that missed. Good looking pitch. Fastball just below the belt line. Ate up a good part of the inner edge of the plate, but Hopkins not a fan of it. Payoff pitch now, the 3-2 from Chang. Called strike three. Mercado down looking. Fastball on the outer edge freezes him to end the inning, but the Hammerheads again are able to add on even more. It's 3-0 Jupiter. Going to the fifth when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This town ain't big, this town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A.
Back here for the top of the fifth at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Jupiter Hammerheads 3, Bradenton Marauders nothing. Ben Picorni with you as always. New pitcher on the mound, Tristan Stevens. Sinker, cutter, changeup mix for him. The righty owns a 6.29 ERA, 24 and a third pitched, a 327 batting average against. His first offering to Planchy. Misses outside for ball one. Planchy 0 for 1. Weak fly out into center field his last time up. Stevens with the 1-0. Same spot, this time a strike call, and that's 1-1. Marauders with bullpen action of their own now. The 1-1 pitch, bounced in the dirt. Taken by Planchard, 2-1. Righty in the pen. Can't get a great look at who's up and throwing. 2-1 count. Stevens comes set and fires home. Planchard takes way outside. Called a strike, and it's 2-2. Parapiece pitch from the Jupiter right-hander on its way to Planchy. Misses down around the ankles. Full count now, 3-2. Vamo Planchy coming from the dugout. He chases and misses a ball in the dirt for strike three. And there's one away. Top of the order, Mitch Jepp, 1-2. Line drive single in the first. We ground out to short his last time up in the third inning. The pitcher's Jupiter thrown out here, giving the Marauders every chance to score. Just got to string a few together. Jeb takes back foot slider, missing low and in for ball one. Mitch hitting 297 right now. A live average for him. Takes this one down around the ankles. Fastball overthrown, and it's 2-0. Marauders split the last time out against Jupiter. 3 apiece. Way back in the first half. 2-0 to Jep. Misses high and gets to the backstop. 3-0. Don't need all three here in this inning, but just got to show a few signs of offensive life here right now if you're the Marauders. Stevens 3-0 pitch. Loop down the middle. Jeb taking all the way. Called a strike, and it's 3-1. Right-hander trying to battle back in the count. Next pitch. Grounded hard towards third. Knocked down by the third baseman, Lewis. Collects and throws. Not in time. Ooh, out the call. Tough break for Mitch Jeb. He got umpired right there for out number two. Brings up White Jr., a walk and a strikeout for him. Marauders just two hits on the board. A double from Nolasco and a single from Jeb. Lonnie takes. I mean, that's half a foot outside, and it's called strike number one. 0-1 pitch. Sword and a miss. Lonnie checks but goes around on a ball in the dirt for strike two. He'll call time and step out. Marauders offense trying to put something together. 0-2 pitch cranked down the left field line by White Jr. Foul, though. Had the legs, but not in between the poles. He'll get another 0-2, though, to stay alive. Every game is a must-win from here on out for the Marauders, especially with Lakeland already up 6-2 tonight. 0-2 again. Fouled off. Lonnie punches it to the backstop off the end of the bat. Fifth pitch of the trip up, coming another 0-2. Earned by the Marauder two-hole hitter. The 0-2 from Stevens. Taken away. White Jr. Tight take, but a good one. Makes it 1-2 now. Right-hander trying to work a perfect 1-2-3 inning. The 1-2 pitch on its way. In the dirt for ball two. Lonnie going to make him earn it. Two-two-two-way deuces wild to White Jr. Stevens rocks home. Lonnie cuts and misses. Ball in the dirt for strike three, inning over. Offense struggling tonight for the Marauders halfway through this one. No runs on just two hits for Bradenton. We trail 3-0 when we come back.
We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not
Back here for the bottom of the fifth in Jupiter. Hammerheads up 3-0. Jordan McCants leading off. Drake Fellows' first pitch out of the bullpen. Lands up and away for strike one call. McCants not a fan of the call. Fellows this year 17.36 ERA and 4 2/3 pitched. His 0-1 pop foul and out of play. Third base side for strike two. Fellows a fan of the best team in the National Football League, the Chicago Bears. Get their season underway soon. The 0-2 from him. Bounce in the dirt for ball one. Planchy holds it well. Cant's able to lay off. Chang finishes his outing, striking out 4 4 innings. Gives up 3 runs. And a total of 4 hits. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. High fastball, a chase and a miss for out number one. Fellows starts out with an authoritative punchy in his relief appearance. Brings up Ian Lewis. He has a triple and a single tonight. He accounts for half the hits that the Hammerheads have on the board. Halfway to the cycle. 231 average this year. First pitch to him. Misses high. Fastball at the letters. 1-0. He has the same amount of hits himself that the Marauders have put up as a team. 2 in the game. The 1-0. Fouled off to the backstop. The bat goes flying into the Marauder dugout. I feel like we have seen that so much this year in total, but especially the past month. I don't know what it is. The heat, slippery, but I mean, it's been hot in June and July too, and we really didn't see it that much. Once a month, maybe. I think that's got to be 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th time that's happened in the last 2 weeks. The 1-1 to Lewis. Misses high, 2-1 to him. Lewis, born in Nassau in the Bahamas. 2-1 pitch. Nails the up and away corner. Fastball called a strike, and it's 2-2. Fellows' 2-2 offering. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the first base umpire, Connor Crowell. Give him a shield to go with the sword. 2 away. Now, if you asked me impartially, did Ian Lewis go around? The answer would be an emphatic no, but we'll take the punch out nonetheless. And I say it all the time, and people ask me, do you only talk about umpires when it benefits or hurts, or rather hurts the Marauders? No. There's no way with the left-handed hitter up, as Brett Roberts takes ball in the dirt, gets ahead 1-0. With a left-handed hitter, there's no way a first-base umpire can truly make a check swing call. And Lewis just on the bad end of it there. 1-0 to Brett Roberts. He's 0-2 with an RBI. Fouls that pitch straight back to the netting. And the count 1-1 now. Bottom of the fifth, Marauders down by 3. Fellows with the 1-1 pitch. Great spot. Nails the belt line, but called the ball. 2-1 now. Off called it. Could have gone the other way there. The righty rocks with the 2-1 pitch. Fly ball weakly hit down the right field line. It'll slice foul and out of play for strike two. Trying to describe the atmosphere feeling here tonight. It's not a complex league game because we're in a big league spring training site. Fellows 2-2 in the dirt outside, full count now at 3-2. But the way I would say it is, when you're in high school and you'd play at like a local minor league or college stadium, and there was like 20 people there. That's what it feels like. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. 3 up, 3 punched out by Drake Fellows. A dominant bottom of the fifth from the Marauder right-hander. We go to the sixth. Bradenton trailing 3-0 still when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at RainsandMarauders.com.
Alligators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals. First, never feed an alligator and keep your distance if you see one. Keep your pets on a leash and away from the water's edge. Be sure to swim during the day and only in designated areas. You can report nuisance alligators on the toll-free hotline at 866-FWC-GATOR.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the top of the sixth inning in West Palm Beach at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Jupiter up 3-0. Marauders only 2 hits on the board in the first 5 innings, hoping to change that here. Kali Harrison will pinch hit for Cal Mitchell, who finishes his first rehab start 0-2. Kali this year with an average of 286 in 6 games. Takes a breaking ball in the inner half, falls behind 0-1. Tristan Stevens on the mound, struck out 2 and got a ground out in the 5th inning. Perfect in that frame. The 0-1 pitch to Kali. Late swing and a miss. Way behind a slider for strike 2. O-2 count to Harrison leading it off. Pitch line to left. Foul and out of play, though. We'll try it again. Marauders got a leadoff single in the first from Jeb. Loaded the bases in that inning with one away. Did not score. And ever since then, the offense has battled to get men on base. The 0-2 again. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Marauders have been punched out 7 times now through the first 16 outs recorded. Brings up Nolasco, a walk and a double for him. He has been pretty much half the offense on his own here. First pitch from Stevens to Rodolfo. Fastball right down the middle, taken for strike 1. So 3 hits in the last 14 innings combined for Bradenton. There's Nolasco chasing and missing at a ball in the dirt for strike number 2. A one-handed swing, eyes looking straight to the sky. Chase and a miss. Now he's on the ropes here. Pitch. Right down the middle. Fastball for strike 3 called. 2 away. These are pitchers with astronomical ERAs, and the starter had more walks than strikeouts. Stevens averages less than 0.8 Ks per inning. And he has struck out 4 of the 5 men he has faced. McAdoo in the box, slices the first pitch, foul and out of play. Down the right field line for strike 1. Thought maybe after the off day, just try to resettle as Mac chases and fouls this pitch. Up and out of play again for strike 2. Time called, McAdoo will step out. Now back into the right-handed box. Stevens looking for another perfect inning, and he's looking for his 5th strikeout. This pitch grounded hard up the middle, knocked down by the second baseman McCants. No play at first. McAdoo will reach on the infield single with 2-0 to give the Marauders some life on the offensive side of things. Brings up Davis Nadal now. He's 0 for 2, a pop out and a ground out. See if Davies can find a gap here. Try and pull the Marauders back within two runs. Big lead at first for McAdoo. Has two stolen bases. First pitch to Nadal, down in the dirt. Taken for ball one. Davies has really focused his approach lately. A lot more patient. Hoping that'll result in a hit for him here. The 1-0 from Stevens. On its way to Nadal. Davies pushes a bunt down the third baseline. It'll roll foul, though, for strike number one. Ball and a strike to Nadal. He's got the speed to beat that out. Don't hate the idea at all. Trying to bunt your way on. Just keep the line moving, like I say so often. If it's not you, then let it be someone else who's going to step up and try and keep the team going. Pickoff throw to first. McAdoo way off the bag. Got caught flat-footed, but a high throw offline. Allows him to get back safely. Good snare by the first baseman, Santiago, up into his left. The 1-1 pitch to Nadal. Very late swing and a miss. A snap throw to first. McAdoo this time comfortably back to the bag safely. Count 1-2 now. A rare chase as of late for Davis Nadal there. Now with his back against the wall. See if he can just run into one. Drive it down that right field line to make it a one-run game. Stevens trying to hang another zero for Jupiter. His 1-2 pitch to Davis with two away. Popped up in the infield, but it'll shoot foul and out of play, luckily. Nadal earns himself another 1-2 pitch. Big lead at first for McAdoo. See if Stevens checks on him again. The right-hander set the 1-2 pitch again to Davis on its way. McAdoo takes off, fastball misses, throw down to second, offline and into center field. McAdoo's going to try and race up to third. The throw there is not in time, and it gets away off the dugout, but it stays out of the dugout. McAdoo now 90 feet away from giving the Marauders their first run of the game, a stolen base advancing on the throwing error. Third swiped bag of the year. First error of the night charged against Jupiter. Off that one, just could have rolled down those dugout steps for us. 2-2 count here to Nadal. A base hit away from making it a two-run game. 2-2 pitch from Stevens. Pop fly into shallow left. Left fielder can't find it. Please. Yes, that one falls. A routine pop fly drops as the left fielder Roberts couldn't find it up above the light poles. A double for Nadal as he gets to second. McAdoo scores. We will take it any way we can get it. The Marauders cut it to 2, 3-1 the score now. Exactly how we drew it up. Davies knew what he was doing. That's what we're going to say at least. RBI number 34 of the year for Nadal. To make it 3-1, the Marauders giving themselves a chance here now. Jesus Castillo up. Was hit by a pitch in the fourth, flied out in the second inning. Base hit away from a one-run game. See if Costi can drop a liner in. Stevens checks second, first pitch. Jesus grounds that one up the middle towards center. Backhand play made. McCants throw to first in time. The second baseman with a great amount of luck there to make the play to end the inning. The Marauders get a run back, but still trail 3-1, going to the bottom of the sixth when we come back.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders down 3-1. Defensive changes in the inning with the substitution of Harrison for Mitchell. Kalai Harrison will play at second. Charles McAdoo moves from second to left field, with Nolasco now playing in right. Drake Fellows still on the mound, first pitch of the inning. Popped foul and out of play by Brock Frondenberg. Frondenberg 0 for 2, reached on an error and has also struck out looking. 0-1 pitch from Fellows. Misses high. Just below the letters on the jersey for ball one. Fellows struck out all three he faced in the fifth. See if he can keep the good times rolling. 1-1. Drops low. Change up in the dirt. 2-1. Three-one. Hammerheads our score. Marauders getting their first run in the top half of this inning. 2-1 pitch. Misses high. 3-1. Hitter advantage count for the cleanup man. Fastball called a strike. We'll take that call to make it a full count now at 3-2. Planchy, like I said, he's going to steal some strikes without ABS in effect. And without the challenge system, he does so there. Fellows looking to make it four faced and four punched out. The 3-2 pitch to Frondenberg. Eye-level fastball, ball four. A leadoff walk brings up Jake DeLeo. He's 0 for 2. A fly out and a fielder's choice ground ball. DeLeo batting 250. Two homers, 10 batted in. Fellows set. Runner at first. Nobody out. First pitch. Fastball missing high again. He's having trouble getting the heater down around the strike zone now here in this sixth inning. 1-0 the count. Fellows peaks at first and comes set. The 1-0. Swing and a miss way out in front is DeLeo. Slider bites late. Low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. Conservative lead at first for Frondenberg. Next pitch. Fellows dots the inner half. Front hip breaking ball. Lands nicely on the inner edge to make it 1-2. Trying to pick up the first out here the same way he picked up three in the fifth via the punchy. Righty set the 1-2 offering on its way home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Takes a touch off the elevated slider. DeLeo cuts straight through it for out number one. Brings up Mark Coley. He was hit by a pitch in the second and doubled in the fourth inning. Fellows checks first, comes set. See if he's back on track after the punch out. First pitch. Fastball called a ball. My word. That was the most middle fastball I think I've seen all day. 1-0 the count, though. Next pitch from Fellows. Swing and a miss. Coley cuts through a high slider for strike one. Ball and a strike with one away. Vandenberg still at first after leading off the inning with a walk. Fellows is 1-1. Bounce foul off the hands. Third base side. Towards the Jupiter dugout. Makes it 1-2. 6-3, Lakeland the score. Bottom of the sixth inning there. Hoping for another late rally from the Threshers as they seem to always find runs in those final three innings. Marauders need some help from our friends in Clearwater. As well as got to get the offense going here. Fellows got a job to do first, though. The 1-2 pitch to Coley with one away. Crushed to right, well struck. Nolasco racing back towards the track. He will settle in front of it and make a routine squeeze for out number two. Two away with Carlos Santiago up now. Reached on an air in the second, grounded out to short in the fourth inning. Planchy out to the mound now to have a chat with Fellows. Maybe just going over how they want to attack this one. But Fellows has struck out four of the six men he's faced. He's allowed a walk and got that fly out there. Hands down, so far, the best relief outing or outing overall that we've seen from the rehabbing righty so far. Fellows checks first come set. Two away a man at first. Offering to Santiago. Crushed deep to right. That one way back towards the pole. It will hook foul. Oh my gosh, no. Called fair. Justin Hopkins has to be blind. That ball was 10 feet foul. It's called fair and it's a two-run homer. And it's 5-1 Jupiter now. JJ out of the dugout. Umpires just never on the side of the Marauders. JJ will now go to talk to Fellows. Make a call to the bullpen. We'll step aside for the change. 5-1 Jupiter the score. Two outs and bases empty now after the homer here in the bottom of the sixth.
Hitching the boat up, backing down the ramp in my old truck to find a bunch of laws, to catch a bunch of hogs. Yeah, I wrote the book, yeah, I wrote the book. If you want to learn to throw a curve right, catch a clean up, looking on a third strike, talk a little smack while he's walking back. Yeah, I wrote the book, but there's one that led by the lamp on the night. She had her life straight. She said she loved it. I was good at everything. One day she left me in a cloud of dust, cause I never was too good at picking up. The one that led by the lamp on the nightstand. One that said, don't cuss and don't fly.
After after the pitching change, Landon Tompkins on the mound now for the Marauders. Tompkins this year, a ERA of 5.87 and 7 2/3, has struck out 3 and walked 6. He faces Johnny Olmstead, who is yet to record an official AB. Hit by a pitch in the second and had a sac fly that got him an RBI in the fourth. He takes ball in the dirt to get ahead 1-0. Next pitch, a cut and a miss for strike one. Marauders hole got a lot deeper here with the two-run homer. That was well foul, but called fair. 1-1 pitch. In the dirt. To the backstop, it will roll for ball two. Two and one the count to Olmstead. Tompkins fires. Pitch line to right, foul. Well struck, but on the extreme right side of the playing surface, off the tarp and foul ground for strike two. Tompkins trying to limit the damage. 2-2 count with two away. Ready. Long pause comes set with six on the clock. Pitch on the way. Weak bouncer towards third. Castillo charging hard. Picks it with the glove. Throws to first in plenty of time. Inning over. 2-run score. And it's 5-1 Jupiter going to the seventh when we come back.
Sheriff's Office on our court line, operator 8.
We are the hub of activity for the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Exactly what happened?
Do you have a name?
We got him.
The voices behind the scenes. We are the ones responsible for making sure that our citizens and our responders connect together in their time of need.
The most enjoyable aspect of my job probably would be knowing that I've helped someone in a situation where they didn't think they had any hope.
1 North 21, priority 2.
I need an officer, please.
1 North 8, when you're on 15.
If you're looking for something that's fast-paced, that's exciting, something that you'll never get tired of, definitely try dispatch at the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, via...
Back here for the top of the seventh. Marauders down 5-1. Juan Jerez will lead it off. He's 0-1. A strikeout and a walk. First pitch down the middle, taken for strike one. Stevens still on the mound, is 0-1. Call the ball. Looked good, but must have been just off the plate to make it 1-1. Still 6-3 Lakeland in the top of the seventh, back on the west side of the state. The 1-1 to Jerez drops in the dirt for ball two. Stevens rocks the 2-1 home. Jerez chases a pitch in the dirt, somehow fouls it off. For strike two, but just giving away strikes tonight. Two-two count. Stevens trying to keep his good times rolling. Pitch home. Is down the middle for strike three. Taken by Jerez, one down. Plancy up now. Nine-hole hitter 0-2. A strikeout and a flyout. See if Plancy can spark a rally here. One run off, four hits for the Marauders. Planchy takes down the middle. Strike one. Pitches are there to hit here tonight. Marauders just unable to really piece anything up. 0-1. Grounded up the middle. Weakly hit, slow roller into the glove of the second baseman. Thrown to first, low, and of course scooped. Out number two. Can't get a break, a bounce, or anything right now. Top of the order, Mitch Jebba. Two groundouts and a line drive single for him tonight. 1-for-3 in the game. First pitch to Mitch with two down and the bags empty. Line to left center field. That one towards the gap. It will get into the gap. Mitch heading for second. Cut off. The throw is not nearly close to being in time. A two-out double. Mitch Jebb shoots some life back into the Marauders here. See if they can cash in with Lonnie White Jr. stepping in. Lonnie, two strikeouts and a walk tonight. Hits for a .286 average with runners in scoring position. First pitch to him from Stevens. Foot outside. It's called a strike, going one. Big lead at second for Mitch Jebb. I think the Marauders need at least one here. See if Lonnie can clutch up the 0-1. Chase and a miss at a ball low and away. Falls behind 0-2 quickly. Two out. Stevens trying to hang a zero. Righty fires home to White Jr., who takes a tight pitch to the outer edge for ball one. Surprised to see him not rung up on that one. Jebb at second, now 1-2 the count to White Jr. Marauders need him here. Stevens fires home. Same spot, Lonnie, another tight take that goes his way to make it 2-2. Deuces wild, 2-2, two outs and a runner at second for Bradenton. Big lead for Mitch Jebb. The pitch to White Jr. Grounded hard towards the left side. That one's through. Jeb's going to get sent home. Could be a tight play coming up. Throwing is Roberts. It's offline and gets to the backstop. White Jr. dives into second. Didn't know the ball got away, but gets the job done in the end. An RBI double cuts the deficit down to 3. Lonnie shows up in the clutch to keep the Marauders alive. RBI number 22 of the year for him. Now Kalai Harrison, can he find a two-out hit now? Trying to erase the two runs surrendered in the bottom of the sixth inning to pull it back to a two-run contest. Put the Marauders a bloop and a blast away from tying it. Lonnie at second. Harrison 0-for-1 with a three-pitch strikeout. First pitch to him. Bounced high back towards the mound. Fielded by Stevens. His throw to first on line. Inning over. First pitch ground out. Ends it. The Marauders do get a run, but still trail by 3. A long way to go to try and tie this one up. Going to the bottom of the seventh when we come back.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball. The crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't
bottom of the seventh here on the Marauder Radio Network at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Ben Picorni with you. Yan Mercado, the catcher and nine-hole hitter, leading it off. He is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts tonight. Landon Tompkins going to get his first full inning of work here. First pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Mercado has not looked to be anywhere near the baseball with his swings tonight. Call a spade a spade. The 0-1. Again, swing and a miss. Bats a couple of feet off that pitch, low and away for strike two. See if Landon can cut him down on three straight. Tompkins set. The 0-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss for strike three. The way I would describe it, and Brandon Rembert alongside me here, the best way I can describe Mercado in the batter's box right now, he is swinging in the same spot every time. He's swinging like he's hitting it off a tee, thigh high. But that's not where the ball is. That's what it's like. Top of the order now. Jordan McCants up, takes ball in the dirt, gets ahead 1-0. He's 1-for-3, an RBI single, and otherwise has struck out twice. Tompkins behind in the count, the one ball offering to the top of the order man. Foul tip, straight back towards the umpire. Goes off the chest to Hopkins. He's going to be okay, though, the count 1-1. Right-hander set, the even offering. Misses way inside. McCants jumps out of the way of a fastball that ran in towards the kneecap. Able to get out of the way, 2-1. Pitch, right down the middle. Backdoor slider lands center cut for strike two. 2-2 with one away. Tompkins looking for another K. Pitch home. Hit hard into the glove of Jeb at short. Mitch steps and throws in time, two down. Brings up Ian Lewis. A triple, a single, and a strikeout tonight. 2-for-3. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. He's way late. Tried to adjust to a slider upstairs. Ball's behind 0-1. Tompkins' next offering. Change up. Dives low and away. Missing for ball 1-2. Even up the count. The 1-1 pitch, right down the middle, call the ball. It got too much of the plate to be called a strike, and it's 2-1. Next pitch, that time the pitch down the middle, called a strike, 2-2. Tompkins a swing and a miss away from a clinical. 1-2-3, bottom of the seventh. Lewis will call time and rip at the batting gloves. Next pitch, pop foul. Up and out of play, third base side. We'll do the 2-2 again. Lined into the left. McAdoo racing onto it into the gap. Catch made, inning over. 1-2-3 go the Hammerheads in the bottom of the seventh inning. We go to the eighth. Two innings to play. Marauders down by three. 5-2 our score, and we come back.
I roll in, bumping tens into Broadway. Dirty boots been working like a dog day. Boots scooting to the juke for some Conway. Or anything to get my honky tonk on. You are
the hottest thing my side of the Mississippi. And I can spin you round and round till I get you dizzy. But you look like you got your billy in your bones. So let's ditch this hole in the wall. Make some sticks with the fifth of home. And alcohol disappears somewhere with a lower population. I ain't saying that you want it, but if it's any consolation. I got a redneck, yes I do. I got a redneck, how about you? I got a 4x4 with a toolbox just to keep them old mountains blue. You got a drink, don't barely sip, and I got a tank full of basic money. I'm good friends with Mason Dixon. Girl, what you say we do something country? Go get half lit, hit the river, skinny dip, or catch a catfish. Yeah, I'll take you to the holler. I ain't talking about a hollow. Put some red on the tread. Hell, I'll wash it off tomorrow. Let's dip this hole in the wall. Make some sticks with the fifth of home. And alcohol disappears somewhere with a lower population. I ain't saying that you want it, but if it's any consolation. Just to keep them old mountains blue. You got a drink, don't barely sip, and I got a tank full of paycheck money. I'm good friends with Mason Dixon.
Back here for the top of the eighth inning. Marauders down 5-2. Nolasco leading it off for Bradenton. Cranks this one to left. Well struck, way back over the head of the left fielder Roberts and to the wall. Rodolfo will dig for second and stop there with his second double of the game. His second leadoff double at that. He has been swinging it so well lately, and it's so, so good to see. When the Marauders needed him to find his hitting shoes most, he has. McAdoo in the box now, struggling today. Did single his last time up. Two bad strikeouts to start. See if he can stay on his good approach here. Takes ball away. Slider dips late, misses off the edge, 1-0. Bottom of the seventh now in Lakeland. Clearwater down by just two now. Marauders a base hit away from trailing by just a pair. The 1-0 to McAdoo. Called a strike. That's a pitcher-friendly call for sure to make it 1-1. Nolasco led off the fourth inning with a double. Did not move from there. Just got to get a ball in play here for Mac. The 1-1. Fastball misses way upstairs. 2-1. Bullpen action now for the Hammerheads. Right-hander up and throwing. Rodgers also with a righty in their bullpen. The 2-1 pitch to McAdoo. Swing and a miss. Chases a slider away for strike two. Two-two count. Nobody out. Nolasco at second. Time called. McAdoo wants to step out with the clock winding down. The 2-2 to Mac on its way. Fouls it off. Defensive swing and a slider way outside. Gets a good touch on it to stay alive and earn another pair apiece offering. Stevens in his fourth inning of relief work here. Another 2-2 pitch to McAdoo. Call the ball. Wow. Real good looking fastball. Could not have missed by much. A full count now at 3-2. Velasco leads off second. Nobody holding him on. Stevens sent the full count pitch to Charles McAdoo. Ball in the dirt. A swing and a miss for strike three. And the Marauders again give away an out. What would have been ball four is out number one. Brings up Dave Stadall. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI double. Strikeout's the killer. here tonight and all season long for Bradenton offensively. First pitch to Davies from Stevens. Down the middle. Fastball taken for strike one. Marauders dugout trying to make some noise here for Davies. The 0-1 pitch from Stevens. Lined up the middle, a base hit into center field. It is nighttime and Nadal is out to play. JJ, though, will hold Nolasco at third. Now Davies is caught up in a rundown. He's tagged out. Nolasco does not advance. And instead of two on with one away, there is now two outs and a runner at third. The run does not score. Oh, my word. That went from a dream to a nightmare in a flash. It looked like an RBI single, if not two men on with one out instead. Just a runner at third with two outs now. Oh, man, that is killer. Absolutely killer. Looked like a promising inning. Castillo's got to clutch up here to at least get one in the eighth. First pitch to him. Takes up high. Nowhere near the strike zone, but called a strike, of course. It's 0-1. Stevens comes set. The one strike offering to Castillo. Chase and a miss for strike two at a change up away. O-2, two outs, runner at third. Stevens fires. Misses up and outside for ball one. One, two with two outs. Marauders down by three. Desperately need to score here. Pitch from the right-hander. Swing and a miss. Strike three, inning over. Nolasco doubles to lead it off, but for the second time tonight, he does not score. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Still 5-2, Jupiter.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth. Jupiter 5, Bradenton 2, our score. First pitch of the inning, line to right for a base hit. Brett Roberts singles. He moves to 1-for-4 in the game, and Daniel Carrion surrenders a base hit on his first offering. Carrion enters this outing with a 27 ERA. Gave up a trio of earnings his last outing in his debut. Solid righty out of UC Davis. Throws strikes. Runner takes off. First pitch misses low. Throw down to second. Got him. Safe. Oh, my word. It goes from bad to worse with this umpiring tonight. Safe the call at second. Jupiter bailed out with a home run that was 10 feet. Foul called fair. It's just getting silly. Stolen base given for Roberts. Out by a few feet at second. Another run in scoring position for the Hammerheads. And 1-0 the count to Brock Vandenberg. Carrion's 1-0 pitch to him. Down the middle, fastball, called a strike, 1-1. Marauders will have 8-9-1 to try and mount a rally in the ninth inning. Out hitting Jupiter 8-6 here. 1-1. Popped up, back behind home plate, foul and out of play. Off the roof, couldn't find it in the sky. I was looking for it, and we found it thudding off the top of the press box. 1-2 the count now to Vandenberg. A walk, a strikeout, he's reached on an air. Carrion fires home. Swing and a miss, strike three. Good looking heater upstairs. Good bit of run to it. Cut through for out number one. Brings up Jake DeLeo, 5-hole hitter, 0-for-3. Strikeout, fly out, and fielder's choice ground ball. That ended the inning back in the third. Carrion's first pitch to him with a runner at second and one away. Swing and a miss. Wow. DeLeo lost all footing. It was like he was on poorly sharpened ice skates, just falling all over the place with that swing and a miss. The 0-1 pitch from Carrion. High breaking ball, chased and missed for strike two. Right-hander chance to make it back-to-back punch-outs. Carrion nods and comes set. The 0-2 on its way. Bounced in the dirt. Good block, though, by Planchy. Runner stays at second. And the count 1-2 now. Sizable lead at second for Roberts. Carrion looking good after giving up the leadoff single. His 1-2. Line towards right. A weak, cheap hit's going to drop in. Runner will be held at third. Men at the corners now with one away. Nothing Carrion can do. That ball was a floater. Looked like someone underhand tossed it from behind the home plate area as it dropped into right. That's been the difference these past 3 weeks. It's just flukes. Flukes and ungodly luck for everyone the Marauders have played against. One out and runners at first and third for Mark Coley. Double of flyout has been hit by a pitch. First pitch in the dirt for ball one. Chance for a double play to get out of this one. Marauders down by three. Anything more than that. Be a really tall hill to climb in the ninth inning. Carrion's 1-0. I don't even know what to say anymore. Pitches down the middle. Call the ball, it's 2-0. Planchy barely moved his glove to catch it. The 2-0. My word, this is getting silly. It's unbelievable how the strike zone shrinks when the Marauders are on the mound. 3-0 to Coley. Carrion has thrown two strikes this trip. This time misses high. Should be 2-2. Instead, it's ball four to load him up. Brings up Carlos Santiago. Reached down an air in the second, grounded out in the fourth. Hit a foul ball down the right field line that was called fair and was a two-run homer back in the sixth, but was 10 feet out of play. Just another thing that has been handed out here to Jupiter tonight. Slow runner in the box, though. Good chance for a double play to end the inning and get out of the jam. Bases loaded, one away. Carry on. Fires home. I can't, folks. I don't know where these pitches are even coming close to missing. Call the ball. It's 1-0. Carry on. Fires again. Pop fly. Shallow right. Nolasco charging in. See if the runner at third will try a tag play. Nolasco catches. The runner will not go. It's a strike to the dish. Out number two, and the base is still loaded, but a run yet to score. Dream result there for Carrion. Looking for a double play ball, a strikeout, or a high pop fly in the infield or the shallow grass to keep everyone where they are. Johnny Olmstead up, was hit by a pitch in the second. Sack fly in the fourth, ground out in the sixth. 0-for-1 with an RBI. Carry on trying to get out of the bases loaded jam. First pitch to Olmstead. Bounced in the dirt. Great block by Planchart. He read it early. Came fully out of the crouch to a standing position. That one bounced high off the chest protector. Everyone stays where they are. The 1-0 pitch from Carrion. Man, call the ball. Good spot again. He is living in the strike zone, but not getting the calls right now. The 2-0. There's a strike call. Good looking pitch, and it's 2-1 now. Carrion. Rewarded for what has been a series of really good offerings. 2-1 from the Marauder righty. Letter high fastball makes it 3-1. Now at risk of walking in a run. Three balls and a strike with two away. Carry on fires. Popped foul and out of play. Strike two in the count. Full now. Marauders need an out here. Need a strike to avoid walking in the sixth run of the game for Jupiter. As Lakeland and Clearwater go to the ninth inning with the Threshers down by two. Carry on nods and comes set. Full count. Bases loaded. The payoff pitch. Popped up, foul territory behind home plate. Planchy will run out of room. That one out of play. We'll do the 3-2 again. Roberts at third. DeLeo at second. Coley at first. Full count, bases loaded offering for a second time. From Carrion to Olmstead. Line to left, a base hit, will score two. Pair of RBI for Olmstead makes it 7-2, Hammerheads. Now more than ever, we need a Clearwater comeback in Lakeland. And at the corners here with two away. Matt Ford out for a mound visit. Thankfully, Yan Mercado is up next, who is 0-for-3 with three pitch strikeouts tonight. little help from our friends in Clearwater right now. If Lakeland win, the Marauders will need to overcome this 5-run deficit to stay 2 games outside of first. Seven to two Hammerheads. These teams both with 8 hits, but Jupiter just capitalizing on a few more scoring chances. Mercado up. He has struck out 3 times on 9 pitches. He has swung at every pitch that has been thrown to him. And does it again here, fouling out of play, but makes contact down the right field line for strike one. Clancy gives the touch signs to the infielders. Runner at first with 2 outs. See if the trend will continue. Carry on's a 1-2 Mercado. He takes this time, but it's called a strike. His first take of the game. Results in strike 2. 0-2 with 2 away. Men at the corners. Carry on fires. Taken for ball 1. Mercado does not swing at a pitch in the count 1-2. That would have been the most unbelievable thing I think I've ever seen. We were so close to 4 strikeouts for 1 batter on 12 pitches. Now the 1-2. Ball in play towards short. High chopper fielded and thrown to first, inning over. Jupiter do add 2 massive insurance runs in the inning. We will go to the ninth. Marauders need 5 runs to keep it alive when we come back.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Back here for the top of the last inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders down 7-2. Raquel Tenio on the mound now. His first pitch fastball misses away to Juan Jerez for ball 1. Tenio making his 14th appearance this year. 21 in the third pitch. A 4.64 ERA. 18 Ks, 7 walks for him. 1-0 is in the dirt to the backstop. Ball 2. Jerez with 2 looking strikeouts and a walk tonight. 0-2. Tenio's 2-0. Call the strike. Inch given below the bottom of the knees to make it 2-1. Rodgers have scored 8 in an inning. That's the most we've seen. Ball that bounces 3 feet in front of home plate. Jerez swings at it for strike number two. And as I've said all game, can't give away strikes. That's what the Marauders have found themselves doing time and again this evening. The 2-2 pitch now. Misses low in the dirt, outside. Full count now at 3-2. Need Jerez to get on here. Try and give this offense some life in the ninth inning. Full count pitch. High pop fly in the infield. McCants calls it. Catches it, one away. That's what happens when you give away a strike. It's all pitchers need. Planchard up now, 0-3, ground out, strike out, fly out in the game. See if he can get the rally going. First pitch, fastball misses high, 1-0 to start. One out, ball in the dirt, check swing, holds up. In plenty of time to make it 2-0. It's really only been one true strike thrown here by Tenio. Just can't give him away. Planchard, good conservative hitter. Now, I don't think his belt came undone. It looked like the catcher Mercado was helping Planchard put his belt on. That's exactly what it was. Planchard's belt was loose. And the catcher, Mercado, helped him tighten it. God, I love baseball. I've never seen that. And now a pitch clock violation called on the pitcher, Tenio. 3-0 the count. Planchy, chance to draw the walk. Tenio fires home. In the dirt for ball four. Planchy will take his walk, reaching base safely for the first time tonight. Give Bradenton a base runner here in the ninth. Need a few more here. But going back to the top of the order in this very talented top part of the order for the Marauders. Quick chat on the mound between Mercado and Tenio. Mitch Jebba, a double and a single, 2-for-4 in the game. Marauders need him to find another one here. At least try to work himself on 4-for-3. Pitch to him. Down the middle, fastball lands for strike one. And the Threshers have just lost, leaving the tying run on third. 0-1. Jeb takes foot off the plate. Called a strike. It's 0-2. So if Bradenton do not come back and win this one, we will be 3 games out of first. The 0-2 pitch to Mitch. In the dirt. 1-2 now. That will be the largest deficit of the second half. The Marauders have either led or been behind by 2 games at most in the second half of the season. The 1-2 to Mitch. Grounded back to the mound. Thrown to second for one. Relay to first. Not in time. Jeb beats it out to keep the game alive, but Marauders down to their final out now. Lonnie White Jr. going to be the last one, or the last chance, rather, for Bradenton. RBI double, a walk, and 2 strikeouts for Lonnie tonight. Real solid game. 1-for-3. First pitch from Tenio. Swing and a miss. Lonnie out in front of a changeup. Falls behind 0-1. Tenio's 0-1 pitch. In the dirt. White Jr. takes. Good stop by the catcher, Mercado. Jeb will stay put at first in the count, even at a pitch apiece. The 1-1. Take a low, ankle-level heater. Two balls and a strike now to White Jr. Next pitch on its way. Slider dips low and away, taken for ball three. Hitter advantage count now for White Jr. Three-one pitch on its way from Tenia. Misses low. Oh, man, called a strike, full count. Lonnie was already walking to first. Has to dig back in now. Riders down to their final strike, the full count pitch. Grounded hard towards short. Knocked down, buffed by Olmstead. He has no play. E6. Keeps the game alive for another AB. Jeb up to second, and White Jr. reaching on the air. Kali Harrison up now. Can he keep it alive once more? Stranger things have happened. Kali 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout. First pitch to him, back foot slider, taken low and in, down around the dirt for ball one. Now the catcher Mercado out to the mound for a visit. The battery will chat and they're both ready to get back to it now. Marauders down by five. Two outs here in the top of the ninth inning. Two runners on base, a 1-0 count to Harrison. Next pitch misses up and away for ball two. Take the free ones when you get them. The 2-0 offering. Misses inside, 3-0. Harrison with a chance to load the bases. Or none other than Rodolfo Nolasco. Pitch. Nowhere near the strike zone. Called a strike. Constant trend tonight. 3-1. Still in the driver's seat is Kali Harrison. Pitch from Tenia. Called a strike at the belt. Full count now. 3-2. Bradenton once again down to their final strike here. Full count. Two outs. Two men on base. Marauders down five. Tenio set the pitch. Line drive to left field. Come on, get down. No. Caught. Game over. Marauders fall in the series opener 7-2. Bradenton and Jupiter both with eight hits in the game, both with two errors, but the Marauders unable to cash in when they needed to tonight, and that the difference. We'll breeze through the final line score here tonight. Marauders finish with two runs off of eight hits, two errors defensively. They leave 12 men on base. They go 3-for-15 with runners in scoring position for Jupiter, seven runs. On eight hits, they commit two errors as well. They leave just five men on and go 3-for-9 with runners in scoring. A couple of calls that go the Marauders' way. This game is much different, as well as just some lucky bounces and some mental miscues defensively, as well as the biggest thing, and it's been the trend offensively for the last week. One, leaving men on base, cashing in on your chances, and two, more than anything, giving away strikes, chasing and missing. The Marauders walk more than any other team, and aside from one team in minor league baseball, but they strike out in the top three of all four levels. It's just about finding that balance and taking your walks more so than chasing and missing. It's going to lead to this team turning it around. For the first time in the second half, the Marauders are three games back of first place. We have 17 to play. Need to win these next five. I know it sounds pretty crazy to say, but need to win these next five games and hope that Clearwater can steal a few victories, because even with a series split now in the Lakeland Clearwater series, the Marauders would still only be tied for first, even with winning these next five games. So really need to win five and hope that Clearwater can steal three of the next five at Lakeland. This team has the talent to do it, pitching-wise, offensively. It's just got to come together in one big ensemble the rest of this week here at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. I'm Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders. A real rough outcome tonight, but I hope you enjoyed the broadcast in spite of it. The final once more here, 7-2 Jupiter. We'll see you tomorrow at 6:30 back here on the Marauder Radio Network.